Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a good circus. This one will be in the beginning of circus, and I will be now leave tomorrow afternoon on Simchas Torah. So it says, "Lekachem lechem pri tzedar b'yom harishon." So Midrash Tanchuma says, "Yom Rishon means it's the first day. Now we're going to be accounting for the avos, meaning from now on, this is the first day. I mean the 15th of Tishrei. We're now going to Hashem's going to start counting our avos that we do this coming year, 5, 7, 7, 8. And at the end of the pasuk, it says we're all going to be happy in front of Hashem for 7 days. So Beis Avraham, the Slonim Rebbe, he asked the question, why are we going to be happy for Hashem? That now Hashem is taking account for the Vevas. I mean, that Hashem is going to say, Mr. Yid, Mr. Jew, you know, you just did a sin. You're going to have to give count. You're going to have to explain me why you did that sin. And then the part said, we should be happy in front of Hashem. How can we be happy if Hashem's taking, you know, saying, I'm watching the Vevas you did, the sins you did, I'm watching it. Zak the Beis Avraham, a beautiful word. Being that Hashem, you know, Hashem doesn't care if an animal doesn't have, obviously an animal cannot sin, but Hashem doesn't look at animals' actions, doesn't care. He cares about Jews, about Yid and Bnei Yisrael's actions. So being that Hashem is saying, Mr. Yid, Mr. Jew, I'm taking account of the avos you did, that means Hashem loves us. And that's why we have to be happy in front of Hashem. Then it says, the S-work smells good and tastes good. So again, the Wulag might have said just a little different twist. But so when it tastes good and smells good, that means we're serving Hashem with such excitement. We're on an incredible high level in serving Hashem. You know, because we're happy. When it tastes good and smells good, that means we're happy. Great times are going on, and therefore we're serving Hashem with great excitement. But avos mean it says it doesn't taste good and doesn't smell good. That means when you're down, you're depressed, right? When it doesn't taste good or smell good, means you're down, you're depressed. There's no excitement in your life. Zakta Wulag, again, it might be the base of Am, I don't want to lie, but the Lulav, Eswa Gadasim, and Avavos, and that we shake it together. Because we're telling Hashem, whether we're wanting to serve you, whether we're having good times, whether we're exciting in serving you, whether we're excited in serving you, or we're doing it with really no life, we're still going to serve you. Hashem, we're going to still serve you, whether we're excited about Yiddishkeit or not. Whether excited to keep the Torah or not, we're still going to serve you, Hashem. And the Beis Avraham, I think based on the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that shows you that a Yid has to have a moon in Hashem. A Yid has to believe in Hashem. Because a Yid does not believe in Hashem, does not have an emunah bituchin in Hashem, then when things are not going so well, they're not going to serve Hashem. But we're telling Hashem, no, Hashem, whether things are going well or not, we're serving you. Then it said, why do we build a sukkah after, you know, why do we build a sukkah after Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur was an incredible high level of Kedusha. But Yeruchim Ocean Shlita, one of the Washivas of Lakewood, again, I might be misquoting him, but he said, when you build a sukkah, whenever a Jew builds a sukkah, and as he sits in it, a Jew comes in, Hashem comes there. Hashem comes to every sukkah. So what we're saying is, by us building sukkahs and sitting in it, we're saying to show us that we're on higher levels than even a malach. A malach cannot get Hashem to come to him, but here in sukkahs, Hashem could come to us. Hashem could come to any sukkah in the world. Hashem is going to come to every sukkah in the world. So that's pshat. That we're going to every sukkah, Hashem's coming to every sukkah in the world. That's why we build a sukkah after Yom Kippur, and say we're even higher level than a malach, because Hashem's going to come to us. And just adding that on, that the Wulag just said on, that's why you can say we do Ushpiz and invite Av, Yitzchak, Yaakov, because now that tzaddikim want to come to our sukkah, being that Hashem is there. And one last thought, the Walag said the Pshat is Sukkah with the Vav. The small number, meaning when it says Samech, you only take 6, not 60. Samech, you only take 6, the first level, first digit. So Sukkah with the small numerical value is 19. Yud Yud, Hashem's name is 20. So Sukkah is missing one thing, a Jew. When a Jew enters that Sukkah, Hashem is found, 20. When the Sukkah is 19, so when a Jew goes in now, it's 20. That's where Hashem is found. I like to wish everyone a gevaldik Sukkah, Samachta b'chagecha. I'm gonna leave you later words on Simchas Torah and also on Bereishis. But what was I gonna tell you? Give me a oh yeah. Then let me just tell you some halachic words again. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. You know, a lot of sukkahs they have coverings that cover the schach in case it rains. In case it rains, there's a covering that covers the schach. There's a covering that covers the schach. The rain cannot get in. Well, Beinu Tam holds that even if you sit in the sukkah with that cover on, and even though it's covering the schach and no rain goes in, the Beinu Tam says you still make the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham holds that if it's raining, you should still sit in the sukkah. Obviously, you do not make a bracha. You do not make a bracha l'sheba sukkah, but Magen Avraham writes you should still sit in the sukkah even if it's raining. Because based on the Rabbeinu Tam. But Rav Yaakov Smith just said, let's just say you go inside anyway. You go inside your house. It's raining, you decide I got to go in. I can't, you know, even with the covered bar, whatever, you go inside. And then it stops raining 20 minutes later and you go back outside the sukkah. You have to make a new bracha l'sheba sukkah. If you leave the sukkah, once you leave the sukkah and you come back in, you have to make a new bracha l'sheba sukkah. Rav Heshi Kahan writes, if a decoration on Yontiv or on Shabbos, the decoration on Yontiv and Shabbos falls down on the table, you can move it ka'al chayad, meaning you can't move it with your hands directly, but you move it like with your elbows. You move it ka'al chayad if a decoration falls on your table. Have a gevaldik Shabbos. Bye-bye.